welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges. You know, Chris, I've talked to a lot of people and they are questioning, especially people that are brand new in the faith and even people that have been in the faith for a while, that God is so far away. He's this entity up in the heavens and he's not that involved with us. He's far away. But that's not anywhere near the case, is it?
No, it's not, Mark. And I would say the majority of people would be just like me and you maybe many years ago. It's hard not to have a view of God as sitting in heaven on a throne, crown on his head, a scepter in his hand, a stern look on his face, and always has a face of disappointment. And I think that comes from a lot of things we heard when we were younger. Probably Rome gives us that visual of the king on a throne and with a crown and a scepter. But the truth is this, if we truly are a child of God, according to Scripture, it's very clear that the Holy Spirit, who is God, lives inside of us.
Right, abides within us.
And so I remember when I was in my mid-20s, I heard Charles Stanley from Atlanta, Georgia, First Baptist Church, Atlanta. He preached on John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5, where God said, I'm the vine, you're the branches, and who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. But then he said, apart from me, you can do nothing. And so I was listening to him, and something very interesting he did. He held up his arm, and he said, let my arm represent the vine. You and I, we're the branch. The branch has been grafted into the vine, and he used his other arm to show it grafting into the other arm, which is the vine. And then he said, the Holy Spirit is the sap that runs from the vine into the branch. And then he said this, out comes the fruit. Christians can't produce fruit. We can only bear fruit, just like an apple tree produces fruit from the inside, but then the limbs just simply bear the fruit that's produced from the inside.
That was a powerful visual thing.
Yeah.
Great visual.
You know, something else, Mark, I've thought about when it comes to the vine, the branches, abiding in him and he in us, realizing that he lived in me, living through me, if I would tell myself no and tell him yes, I also realized that for quite a long time, I had a wrong view of obedience. I was trying very hard to be like Christ, but I did not think about Christ being himself in and through me as I abide in him. And I can remember hearing teaching on obedience, and when the teacher would say the word obedience, it was always kind of like this, obey, obedience.
Yeah.
And then I began to think of what Jesus said about abiding. Without all that emphasis, you know, the relationship and the oneness that we have with him, when we are abiding, we are obeying. But we may be obeying and not abiding, and that's performance-based Christianity, which is what's holding many, many people back around the world.
Yeah, that's definitely a different way of thinking about obedience, because you're right, it's obey. Just hear that word and you think it's like an animal obeying its owner. That's not what this is about at all.
Correct. That was a good thing for me to understand, and once I realized that, I have really seen this in many of the guys that I've discipled over many years. I've seen they have an aha moment when I bring this up, and they think, wow.
Yeah.
I believe all these years I've been trying hard to obey God and always feel like he's disappointed with
me. Yeah. Common feeling, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, that's great. I think John 15, 4 and 5, great verses to look back on this and think about, again, how he's the vine, how we should abide in him. It's a great thought. Thank you for that.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.